What are we all doing here? It's something we need to be asking ourselves repeatedly today. Since the early church, ashes have been used as an external sign of repentance or sorrow for doing things that we shouldn't. We even hear about it further back than that. Job, for example, describes himself as repenting in dust and ashes in the Old Testament. In the early church, Lent, the season that we're starting, was a season where people who had committed serious sin and had broken from the church could engage in acts of repentance and be reconciled, be forgiven. Eventually, the church decided it was a good idea to put everyone through this process of repentance with ashes, not just those with publicly known sins. Now, that's the historical reason how today came about. But it still doesn't fully answer what we are doing here. Ash Wednesday is a day for us to repent before God, to admit our failings, to come to Him in sorrow for the wrongs that we've done, and to ask forgiveness. It's also a reminder of where things sit. When we impose the ashes shortly, we do it with the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." It's a recognition that we're only creatures, part of creation. We may all be made in the image of God, but we're nowhere near God ourselves. It's a reminder of our mortality, and that eventually, if we don't ask for forgiveness, if we don't turn to God, our sins will catch up with us. But it can still seem awkward that we're doing this with ashes, especially in light of what we heard recently from Jesus' words in the gospel. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. And this is unfortunately true with some on Ash Wednesday. I remember hearing that after Easter and Christmas, Ash Wednesday is the most attended Christian service of the year. And probably because you get that visible reminder of your attendance with you. And you can even see this with many churches today. I know of a few, even around Fresno, who are doing, and I'm not kidding, ashes to go or drive-by ashes. When you start doing that, you separate the ashes and their imposition on foreheads from the meaning, the repentance that's behind them. You really run afoul of this passage because it turns the ashes into an empty symbol, done purely for others to see. Ash Wednesday isn't for others to see that symbol. It's for us to see it and to be continuously reminded of it. We're reminded of the fact that we are dust in need of repentance now in this service when we receive the ashes shortly. We'll be reminded of it again shortly when we go to the bathroom later and wash our hands in front of a mirror. And we may even be reminded of it later if we meet someone we know who's not a Christian, who tries to be nice and tells us we've got something on our foreheads. Ash Wednesday is about remembering that we're creatures in need of repentance. The ashes may be the most visible part of the services today, but really much more important than that is our acknowledgement of our sins and our turning to God for forgiveness. And that can seem pretty bleak, but it's important to remember that Ash Wednesday isn't a day in isolation, cut off by itself. Ash Wednesday is only the beginning. It starts a season where we think about these things, a season where we should honestly be asking ourselves about our relationship with God and turning to Him more in prayer to better that relationship with Him. And this all points to the day that ends this season. This all is to better prepare us for Easter Sunday. Lent is like the shadow cast each year by Jesus' resurrection, the shadow that we navigate through to see that light. Because the ultimate answer to not what we're doing here, but why we're here at all, is that we're here because, like everyone, we need God in our lives. Then we should never lose sight of Him in this season or otherwise. Amen.